Record. I have hit record.
Jimmy, did you hit record?
Hit what now? That's his thing.
I thought that was my cue for freestyling.
Sure.
I like how you put the... I can hear the apostrophe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are
you ready?
Yeah. John Steinbeck wrote with these. All right. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to If I'm Loud or I'm Right. I'm Jeffrey Berner.
And I'm Jeffrey Berner.
And what we do on this show is...
One of you is lying. I'm just going to state that right now.
One of us didn't say the name
Jeffrey
of the show.
Jeffrey Berner is
lying. How are people going to know?
We did, actually.
Someone did.
I opened up
someone
SMK. You just tuned in to If I'm Loud or I'm Right.
Can we go to the playback?
No.
We can't, because of the microphone thing.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, that's right.
It's okay.
The microphone thing.
If you listen for it, then someone will have actually listened, so we'll have that going.
Yes,
what we do on this show is we argue over what we did on this show about 15 seconds ago.
Yeah.
That's mostly what
That's mostly it.
And then we debate the real issues.
The very real issues.
The incredibly real issues.
The indestructibly real issues.
The adjectives for things issues.
The more like an adverb issues.
You can call it what you want when you really, really... So thanks for listening.
Hey.
Okay.
So,
with us today is our new permanent moderator.
Well, before we get into that, we
should address what happened to our previous permanent moderator.
Yes, Cameron Dyson.
Mr. Cameron Dyson. Unfortunately, Cameron, much like his predecessor and post-decessor, was fired for a lack of continuity.
I mean, he was doing a fine job, but it was that distinct lack of continuity.
I remember when we took him onto the If I'm Loud or I'm Right team.
I remember that.
We gave him his jersey.
Yes.
And his jock strap.
Yes.
And his jersey strap.
Yes.
And his Jacques strap.
Right, because he's French-Canadian?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And his Jean-Claude Van Damme. We gave him all those things. We said, you're gonna have some good continuity, right? And he said, And we're like, okay, this is a lasting relationship.
That should
and
have
he
been
said, sure is it.
Yeah, that should have been our first sign.
I think so, yeah.
But I don't know about you, but I was high out of my mind on PCP.
Right.
So a lot of that...
The aura of Cameron Dyson does right that to many...
It does. It
many
really
of
does. Them. Bless his heart.
Yeah.
So, anyway...
So, anyway, we should get into our...
So now we have our new permanent moderator. David Wagalter!
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I'm very glad to be the all-time permanent, for sure, permanent always from now on.
As are we.
Moderator.
Absolutely.
A couple things at the top, if I could.
Of course.
Absolutely.
One is, today is Sunday, March 23rd, 2014.
Correct.
Yeah. And I'm hosting a show tonight. You guys are both in it. And I want all your listeners to come out tonight. All your listeners should come out tonight and see the show. It'd be great.
I like this idea.
I think it's a great idea.
It's a good idea. So everyone, if you're listening to this, everyone on April
14th?
14th or something
is
like
the
that?
The date
You guys should all go out to this show on March...
What was March
23rd?
23rd?
If you guys can make it out to that show on March 23rd, that'd be fantastic. We'd love to see you there.
Jeffrey, I'm sensing a lack of continuity already.
I'm looking at my farmer's almanac, and this just doesn't line up.
Let's just move on. The other thing I've noticed, and I have, of course, listened to all of your previous podcasts many times.
We do not have that in common.
But sometimes, especially when it's a male moderator, as I have been known to be...
That's why we hired you.
Yeah, so it's hard to kind of tell the voices apart. So I thought maybe I would kind of try to modulate my voice a little bit.
That's a capital idea.
So let's just maybe test that out a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me just kind of go into my... my box of voices, my voice box, as I call it.
Okay, how's this, guys? I think this should be great. We're going to have a real serious debate today, and we're going to be good stuff.
This is good. You know, I've always felt we're not taken seriously enough, and I feel this voice
we got to get down to the real issues concerning our society today.
If I could give just one note, David.
Sure.
My only concern here is that we have a lot of female listeners. I think the ratio... It's something like 75-1.
Yeah, it's 75, which is odd because we have 3 people who listen to us, so it's very strange.
Right.
That the ratio.
But I mean, I'm not a numbers guy. But what I think is that it might be too sexy, if that makes sense. you know what I mean?
The good news is I've already forgotten what voice I was doing. So I could try the other end of the scale, like, maybe something like this. I've got vocal nodules and affliction.
That is
a wonderful voice.
I just received a posted letter, because obviously it was posted at some point.
Right, sure, yeah.
Oh, it's a cease and desist from the estate of Louis Armstrong.
Oh, my God.
We're not talking about astronauts here, Jimmy, so whatever. Let's just go on. Go ahead. You guys go ahead. I'm glad to be here, and I'm just going to follow your rules, because it's your show, and whatever.
Okay. I like that he's a team player.
Yeah, I like that he got his jock strap, and he's sticking with it.
Shut up!
Scylla. Hey, David. How's your day going?
I'm glad you asked. I've been working on my taxes all day long, and it's been really,
Speaking of taxes, David, what I find particularly taxing...
What I find taxing is your discussion on taxing. Now, Jimmy.
Yes, Jeffrey.
Since we're recording this in a restaurant, and since you're dressed as a waiter, and since you're working as a waiter in this restaurant, can you tell me about the specials tonight?
Oh, well, certainly. Formed in 1977, the Specials were at the forefront of the British ska revival, deftly combining the danceable sound of rocksteady with the new snotty attitude of punk.
No, Jimmy, that's not what I meant. We're at a restaurant, Jimmy. Can you please tell me about the Specials?
Okay, of course. I see what you mean. How can I be so foolish? Right? Is that weird how foolish I was being? Yes. This group of mentally retarded children here, that I have with me at all times, are part of my charity group, known as Jimmy's Specials. Oh. See, to you, these may be just a bunch of retards. But to me, this bunch of retards each have a very special gift, hence Jimmy's Specials. Now, Toby here, for example...
Maybe
he is trying to ask, what are the platters?
Again, you completely misinterpret me here. I want to hear about the Specials.
Specials. Okay, right. Well, on ABC tonight, there's the Peanuts Christmas special. And then over on CBS is a special presentation of the Quinn Martin production, Dan August, Murder, My Friend. And on the National Broadcasting Corporation, we have...
Jimmy.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Yes.
No. Listen to me. You are a waiter. We are in a restaurant. I want to know about the specials. Tell me about the specials.
Okay, you know what? You should have said so from the beginning. Okay. Tonight we have a nice baked brie en croûte for openers, and a French pear salad with baby arugula, endives, gorgonzola cheese, walnuts, and a lemon balsamic vinaigrette. For entrees tonight, we offer baked Chilean sea bass, Provençal, served with petit lejeune, Anna potatoes, and lemon butter tomato caper sauce. Very delicate. And it's actually much lighter than it sounds. It sounds a little heavy. Or, if you prefer turf over surf, why not try the steak au poivre, served with pommes frites and cognac peppercorn sauce? Do you want to make another noise from the back of your throat? Or?
Maybe I could.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy. I think I'll have some of the retarded children.
Oh, certainly, sir. And how would you like those served?
Why on the house, of course.
Well, I was afraid I was going to be able to recommend this to my friends, and good to know now that
was the use of the R word too much for you?
There may be people in my
they don't care for Jimmy taking care of them and having a special program.
Anywho,
right?
So where were we?
Nowhere in particular, really, to be quite honest.
I think we are.
Jimmy, are we going to be debating on this episode?
Did I forget to thank you guys for having me? Because my mother always told me I had a face for podcasts.
Not quite radio.
Not
right.
Quite.
And I don't actually have.
I have a voice for Twitter.
No.
Yeah. Where are you gonna?
I mean, as long as we're here and we got David here,
and
his friends already aren't going to be able to hear this.
Yeah.
So shall we begin?
You can stop holding back the use of the N-word now, dude.
All right. Oh, man, I'm just, there are things to, but I'm, okay. So should we begin the topic?
I think we should. Yeah, I think that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the first one that I'm just thinking of off the top of my head.
Oh, wow.
Scientists are concerned that the latest strain of drug-resistant bacteria, no matter how many drugs they offered to the bacteria, each straight-edge single-celled organism insisted that they remain above the influence. And I realize I should have said bacterium if we're talking about single, but anyway. There are hot single bacterium in your area.
Yes.
The bacteria were not moved, even after being told such things as all the cool bacteria are doing it, and the first one's free. Gentlemen, and Jimmy, and Jeffrey,
yeah,
and myself, please discuss the drug problem among young bacteria. Go.
Yeah, let's see you counterpoint that.
No, I don't know that I can.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay, let's not get a little personal here. Alright? Now look, Jimmy, yeah, assuming all that they want to be, they want to be cool. I mean, all the cool single-celled organisms, this joke's been made. But look, you may be calling drugs a germ on bacteria society.
I might be.
You might be? I'm pretty sure you were planning on it.
No, I don't think I was.
But, Jimmy, clearly you're antibacterial. You know, you're trying to sanitize society with your soapy germophobia. And it's not lost on me, okay? Now, the CIA, thankfully, has given plenty of drugs to bacteria, which I'm certainly happy for. But,
Jeffrey, as big a fan as I am of the CIA, especially their earlier work, I think we're missing out on a very real fact. Drugs kill. And drugs particularly kill bacteria.
Do they particularly kill them?
That is well. How they yes. Kill them. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
David.
Particularly.
Oh, I'm glad you remembered that voice.
A lot of these young bacteria, you know, look, we all experimented, you know, in our college years, mostly with homosexuality, I'm assuming.
And it's bacteria.
Right.
A lot of these young bacteria nowadays are experimenting with penicillin, which is just or blue cheese, as the street name is. And that's just simply dangerous. I mean, there's a limit that you can reach, and there's a lot of these single-cell organisms have single mothers who are also single-celled, and their hearts are breaking.
Now, look, Jimmy, you're antibacterial. I personally, I love bacteria. You know how much I love bacteria? I love them so much I spit on them. Okay? Now, my argument is full of beautiful bacteria-laden shit. Well, not a speck of it can be seen on your terrible argument, okay?
Jeffrey, this isn't some sort of a joke I'm making over here. This is not a riddle or some sort of inoculation joke. It's a very serious topic. And I, for one, will not wash my hands of it. Now, you...
I've noticed that you didn't wash your hands, Jimmy. It's a little,
other part of your person.
Yeah, really. You're.
I don't mean you. I mean the person that you keep with you at all times.
Right. Yeah, I'm not
washing
any of those parts. Ugh.
Right.
That's just unhygienic.
I mean, there's a giant cloud of smog surrounding you. You're a Los Angeles of a man. Visit Jimmy for the...
I remember? Yeah, I do.
Yes.
In the car? On the way over here?
You guys remember that?
Remember that out there?
Remember when we were driving over and we were doing a little... So anyway... Bacteria do drugs, as we all know. They make great music. Okay? We have to, of course, remember the Doors knobs and the Dung Beetles.
That's the same face I made.
And who could forget Pink Amoeba Floyd?
Or who couldn't forget it, though, really, when you think about it?
Right. Or Toxoplasmos Death. Or what about the Tang Clan? Or the Sex Disease Pistols? And, of course, the Decomposing Kennedys. All just great, great tunes.
I've got a great tune for you, Jeffrey Berner, because here in my right hand, disease-free, might I add, is a piece of incontrovertible evidence, which will once and for all...
That piece needs to stay a piece, and at peace, because I just feel we need to move on from this topic. It's almost as if it's kind of a self-generating and making more and more and more and more of itself, and creating almost what you might call a colony.
That, yeah.
So let's call on me To change the topic,
shall mitosis. We? More like allertosis.
Hey-o! More like halitosis, guys. Guys, let me ask you another question since I'm here. Anyway.
Why is here?
Since I'm here, let me ask you.
Okay.
Boxers or briefs?
Oh, I'm so glad he brought this up.
I am as well.
I have caught tons of things to say.
I know that you do.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's about it.
Well, personally, I mean, when it comes to underwear, and this is something that I've...
No, wait. You might have misunderstood me.
I'm
not talking about underwear, guys. I'm talking about professional fighters or
right.
documents stating the facts, the facts and point of view of point of law.
Okay. Like the common phrase, boxers or briefs.
Right.
Yeah.
That, I think that might be where the confusion.
Yeah, when you're like, do I put on a boxer today who fights people, or do I put on legal papers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not putting them on, just, you know, which is better? Which is better?
No, not putting, not playing a joke.
Don't
on
put
them
on. Don't put on them stuff.
Right.
Jokes.
Right.
Well, this is actually a topic that I am much more conversant in, David. Thank you for bringing it up. I have tons of reasons about why I prefer boxers. I have a sunny list of reasons why I prefer boxers, and I will begin
reading those reasons
after Jeffrey's interrupted me.
That's very pugilist of you.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Sorry, were you asking for me?
No.
Oh, sorry, Jimmy. Go ahead, Jimmy.
I thought you did say David.
No, I said several times. I said no. I said a lot of times.
Oh.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Don't let me interrupt.
No.
All right, David, as I was saying, now look.
David, could you not interrupt Jeffrey while he's trying? Much obliged. Thank you.
Now, of course, briefs are better.
My God, there's bacteria in the room now. It just leapt out of Jimmy's face every orifice. We're not talking about bacteria anymore, Jimmy. Please.
I'm sorry. It's just I've got... You know,
are you addicted to bacteria drugs? Are you roped on
my
rope?
Personal life is not on trial here.
You are antibiotic. Wait, did we say that yet?
No, I don't think so.
Sort of, but not really. Yeah.
Antibacterial.
Yeah,
sorry.
Not really.
Well, please continue. Don't let me interrupt.
Right. No one should interrupt ever on this. So, look, clearly briefs...
Wait, no one should interrupt?
Wait, did I say no one?
Yeah.
No one... But both of us together.
Right. David and I.
Right.
Well, then if we're together, doesn't that make us one?
Yeah, well, one and one don't make two. One and one make one, Jimmy, I heard.
Well, you stopped discussing the tenets of Buddhism during the podcast.
I believe it was the specials who said. Actually, I have no idea what they said. I've never heard.
I take more of the three dog night stance on one.
Good call.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah.
Now look, briefs are clearly superior. As well, boxers, most boxing matches are settled out of the ring, so it's not even really a big deal.
Usually, I'm not that I've seen a lot of bouts, or having had many bouts of bacterial infections,
infections,
that was my inflection on the infection.
Right.
I think we're trying to aim toward perfection, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It requires reflection.
Right. Well, my dissection of the whole
thing. And that's not just circumspection on his end.
Oh, no. That was when I was, like, 8 days old.
Hey, guys, you want some, Do you guys want some muffins? I've cooked them here in this convection oven.
I love your confections, personally.
And now we're rhyming!
Oh.
Remember
I
that?
Feel like we've all formed a bit of a connection here. Now...
I can't keep this bacteria inside of me, you guys.
You guys like my condom? It's some fine protection.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
You know what?
Someone say something with erection, and then I think we'll be able to say...
David.
Absolutely.
Would you do the honors?
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Someone doesn't like building.
I'm more of a no-and kind of improviser.
Yeah, that was a real misdirection on your part.
Yeah.
Anyway, briefs clearly superior. Lawyers, as we all know. They're just better. I mean, after their trials, they get the big shiny belts, and that's lawyers I'm thinking of, right?
Yeah.
And whereas boxers are 9/10 of the law, whatever that means. And who can forget the great bout of Johnny Cochran and Perry Mason, where Cochran, of course, beat the living hell out of Mason, but for some reason Mason won. I don't understand why that was.
Jeffrey, I really must say, I mean, generally speaking, I highly respect your argumentation skills. But, frankly, I feel your argument in this case is very rocky. And, frankly, there's a lot of raging bullshit. Now, Breeze...
That was quite a listing you have there.
I already did that one.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I think you were in the bathroom.
Can we go back and review the tape?
I think we should. I think that's a great idea.
I don't think we should. Yeah. I don't think anyone should ever listen to what we've been saying.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm inclined to agree now that you say that out loud.
Yeah.
Further to that...
Oh.
These legal briefs that you keep going on about, they're not exciting. They're no thriller in manila folders. And
Jimmy. If it would please you. Now look. Most boxing matches, there's no one actually fighting. It's usually what they do is they take a clay still, and then they take a picture, and then they move for a little, and then they take another picture. It's Cassius Claymation. Now look. Of course. After the Perry Mason Cochran fight, there was a legal trial. And of course, the world hinges on boxers in order. And I say lawyers still superior. I feel like I might be mixing things up here.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. You're mixing me up.
Now,
with that intoxicating odor of yours.
Thank you. Someone appreciates my halitosis.
I'm going to Roe v. Wade in here and just ask you guys to please
keep... Have a great boxing match.
Please keep it clean. Please keep it clean.
Right. For the kids that don't listen to this.
Yes. Ever.
For my adults, for that matter. Now, of course, the world hinges on the relationship between boxers and order.
On the what?
Boxers and order.
Before that.
The world hinges?
After that. On the relationship?
Hmm?
Never mind.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of sheep involved. That was kind of...
they were having relations!
Please come tonight to hear us all do wonderful comedy on March 23rd.
March 23rd, yes.
At the Lexington in beautiful downtown Los Angeles, California.
Ooh,
West 3rd Street?
I don't know. I really don't know.
So come on down to that. Now, who can forget the great boxer and order relationship? The police, of course, will grab a criminal. And the system works where the boxers will then just beat the living crap out of them. And that's just a great representation of the loving working relationship between the police and the African-American community that you will find in our justice system. And to say something... Anyway, I got my left boxing glove.
Uh-huh.
Wait, this is a brief. I'm always mixing these things up.
Right.
A piece of incontrovertible evidence. Which will prove something, hopefully. It's not actually relevant to the topic, to be entirely honest, but I was hoping someone would interrupt me.
I've heard enough.
Oh, how unfortunate.
On this topic, I will retire to my chambers, and I will let you know what I have come back with.
Really, after you've retired?
Indeed.
Good for you.
To my chambers.
Good for you.
It's not that in your retirement you're keeping busy.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Is after
most judges, the retirement chambers, they just have the chambers down in Miami. They just go there.
Right.
They just live.
That's true.
It's nice at first, but then after a while, you're just kind of stagnating, aren't you?
Yeah.
There's a lot of swamps in Florida.
It's true.
While I am swamping in my chambers, let me leave you with our third topic.
Okay.
To ponder.
Right. Uh-huh. Love the continuity.
My question to the two of you is, too soon?
Go team.
Dude, I'm glad you brought this up. I've got several very strong opinions on this topic. Beginning with, I think it's like, I don't want to say no, but I don't want to say... I think it's more like, okay, so, time, the way it progresses, I think, is what I'm trying to
see what I'm... Jimmy! Are you... Oh, my... Look, okay, I couldn't be any more clear with this, all right? Now, look. Are you looking?
Yes.
Okay, now, look.
Yes.
Well, it's, I've got different sources here. Some of them don't disagree with each other. Most of them do. And, they say, it's never too late.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They say, it's, no time like the present.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They say too little, too late, and also too much, too soon.
Uh huh.
They say it's not like saying I won the episode, which would be too soon. They say it's the right time, right place. They say you're texting right now. They say it's very professional.
Jeffrey, if we could bring the topic back to, we could slowly ascend the rope that has been thrown down after us.
We should do a pantomime podcast next, I think.
I think that's a good thing. I like this.
Pantomime. I think that makes, that idea makes me...
Guys, if you could see what was happening there, you would be laughing!
Guys, let's mine.
Let's do.
So anyway, guys, I returned from my chambers.
Right.
I did forget my robe, which is slightly embarrassing, but I want to be honest about that.
I don't think the fact that you're being honest about it actually counteracts the embarrassment that we all feel from being too presumptuous.
That's about right.
Yeah.
And as the moderator slash judge in complete control of this courtroom, I'd like to ask you, what comes next, gentlemen? Because I don't really know what I'm doing.
I can tell you exactly what comes next, David. What comes next is that... Okay, look. When something happens,
right,
we all need like a period to sort of reflect, if right. I'm making sense. And if we're not given that, it's like, then we lower our voice to where nobody can hear. This is like WhisperNet. It helps you sleep at night. Very popular amongst the insomniacs.
What's more comforting than having people whisper in your ears while you're sleeping? I love that. Yeah.
As a service to my neighbors, because I like to be a good neighbor.
Right.
I break into their houses at night. And I do that. Yeah. When I say break in, I don't mean break in. I mean...
enter illegally.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Dave. But anyway...
Yeah, right. Are you saying the too soon thing?
I think so.
Yeah, right? I think somebody... Maybe. I have some more sources here. I've got a lot of sources.
Can you please speak up?
I still have a subscription to Source Magazine, which is very strange. I don't think they even print that anymore. But I gotta keep up with the hip...
Wait, Source what?
Source Magazine?
That's... Yeah, you're just making up words.
I think MLA produces it. I got some sources here that also say, tomorrow never comes. Yesterday's gone forever. right time, right place.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah, that's what she said.
I don't know why.
Sorry. It's okay. It's alright.
You think the mic picked up my disgusted look? I think it probably did.
I mean, yeah. It's a multi whatever it's
called. Did the mic pick up my hanging my head in shame?
Did it? I know it did. Because I saw it on the
It's
thing.
Not a video camera!
Did it pick up Jimmy's nudity?
I sure hope so.
Nothing picked it
up. I'm not doing this for your benefit.
Did I do the time is money? Time is money?
I don't think so.
This last source says better sooner than later. And this last source is a piece of incontrovertible evidence.
Yes. That we should move on. And do we declare a winner at this point?
Well, when you say we, I think you mean mostly you.
Yeah. Well, I meant the royal we.
Mm-hmm.
And by royal we I meant a lot of this podcast. The Lord song we.
Right.
You know.
Well, it is a Sunday, March 23rd. Hey.
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 Come see the show.
Hey.
You know, at 17, she's far from the age at which she rebelled without a care. So I guess she was like, what, 5?
What?
Yeah, you've lost me entirely.
You didn't catch my Lord reference?
Oh! And then it came out, and then...
Right? Hey, just tuned in to the
David, could you please not touch the table?
I will try not to touch the table.
David, can you please not let Jimmy frame you for touching the table?
David, can you please stop me from falsely accusing you of doing something that I, in fact, did?
I do David, have a coupon for 20% off the frame store, if that will help you. I think
David, could you not kick the base of the table when you turn around to laugh away from the microphone?
We just had Muggsley.
Muttley.
Enter from the greatest race or whatever that thing was called. Stop that pigeon. Shoot the pigeon. I don't know.
Something I think that was just for you and I. I don't think anyone else in the room
the younger
was
generation.
Born before 1980. Yeah. And thus...
Yeah. So I'm always confident when I'm over twice as old as the other people.
Yes.
In the
well, you're not
over twice as old as...
Not as everyone.
Well, regardless, it's something we should figure out right now.
Yeah, and especially since there's only three of us in the room right now anyway.
Yes.
Isn't that right, Hanna?
Anywho...
David, your voice got higher there.
Yeah, that was that was the most convincing
voice. Well, that's the voice I haven't tried yet, guys.
Oh, I like this. I like this a lot. I assume you're going to kiss the winner on the cheek with this voice.
Boy, I sure hope so.
Sorry.
Oh.
So, shall we?
Yeah. I think we shall.
Shall
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, after...
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What I would call...
No.
Considered consideration.
Right.
Yes.
Considerate consideration.
Mm-hmm. Considerably.
Commiserate consideration. To commemorate the commemoration of the coronation of the royal we, as we mentioned before.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah.
I believe that I would have to declare the winner.
Oh.
Oh.
Someone whose name begins with the letter J.
That could be either one of us.
Wait, no, my real name isn't Jeff.
No, but remember it is.
What?
Oh, no.
And ends with the joke format of Burner, I just met her!
Gentlemen!
Oh,
that's
that.
No, I think that's me. Isn't that?
Jimmy,
no,
is that Jimmy?
No, that's Jeffrey. So it has been ordained, so it has been told.
I just met her.
Well, Calloway, I just met away.
You know what?
I just melted away.
You know what?
I just went away.
No, keep going.
I just stopped doing that.
All right. Jeffrey.
What a somber moment.
That was.
God, really brought the ring.
I don't know what happens now. I just. I want to know if we had video.
Soon, David.
If we had video, you'd see there was like a porthole in the wall here, and I really want to know what it goes to. It's really, I'm really interested in that. So we might report back to you in some other format than podcast.
We
just have
to keep watching and explore this
at some point. At some point.
It's like a speakeasy.
What is it?
Oh, the light! The light! Girl, the light!
It was light, guys. It was just light. So nothing to be worried about.
Just effervescent space in the universe where light happens to shine from.
It was radiation from the sun. That's a little dangerous, guys.
That doesn't seem safe to me. I don't work for OSHA anymore. But when I did...
I mean, I might not have discovered the light bent fraction fragments from the Big Bang Theory or whatever just happened recently with my air quotes here, but
bunny
those are some big words. I do, like... To wear sunscreen, SPF 50. Thank you.
All right. Well, Jimmy.
Yes, Jeffrey.
Being a loser.
Yes.
You're now to be subjected to one round.
Wait a minute. You put a little snarl on that word that I take a little bit of umbrage with. Just a little bit.
What?
I don't like a lot of umbrage.
What?
With my words. Too much.
What? What's? Where's the umbrage in loser? Well,
okay, now when you say it like that, I hear what you're saying. Okay.
Great. Right. Okay. Okay?
Yeah.
All right?
I don't like the way you said umbrage.
Is that so?
Nah.
Well, how you said nah was a little,
I don't much care for that.
Little bit of umbrage. So, Jimmy.
Yes, Jeffrey.
You're subjected to one round of truth.
Take your time.
How's your day going?
You know, it's all right.
Right.
Yeah. I got up early and I went to church.
Right.
And then...
Was there anyone there?
No, it was weird. There was nobody there.
Was it also a church?
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, it was that shed in my backyard that we used to keep firewood in until my house burned down. And then it was like, why are we keeping firewood?
Right.
I mean, the fireplace is the only thing left.
Right.
Of the house.
Right. Bit of irony. Or dare!
Okay. I think I...
Oh, I thought we were freestyle weekend. Sorry.
We were making Gods Must Be Crazy references.
Yes.
Several of them in a row. Yeah.
Which I did see in the theater before you were born.
Right. Sorry. Have we mentioned I'm young?
He's got to, yeah, it's like he's got to rub it in that he's... incredibly older than all of us in the room.
I know,
right?
You
and I are young guys. You and I are young, hip guys. I mean, I got it.
Yeah, just because I once broke a rib from sneezing. Which is 100% true, by the way.
Oh, I just spit all over my tie, dude.
Does not mean I'm... Who told you to wear a tie to a podcast? Come on, guys.
Get your head out of your ass! Who told you to wear just a tie to a podcast is the more important question.
You, So, I'm sorry, were you talking about truth or dare?
Oh, right there.
What?
Dare.
Dare what? What?
Remember from before when you said truth or dare?
We said, like, truth or blah, 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 blah.
I remember scatting. I remember scatting.
Do you remember,
I was snapping my fingers.
Remember how
I had a switchblade in my hand for some reason.
I think it was a stiletto.
It was. I believe that was a high heel. It was a high heel.
You were wearing stilettos, right.
Yes.
That's right.
I could have sworn it was a wedge.
What? You think I'm that tacky?
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm a stiletto man, okay? I don't like, I dare you!
Yes!
To, just jump off of a plane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that all?
That's it. Yeah,
there's not any other sort of qualifying thing you would like to add?
I mean, I'm anti-parachute, as you know, so could you not have a parachute with you?
Oh, so you're daring me to jump off a plane without a parachute?
Yes, if I were to do that, say it as an independent
Jeffrey,
I guess that's how I'd put it.
Today's your lucky day, because not only am I a natural-born thrill-seeker, I'm also very suicidal.
I forgot that about you, yeah.
I only mention it, like, every 5 minutes.
So what?
I have a timer on my phone that beeps every 5 minutes. That doesn't beep, actually.
That's a really terrible medication.
It plays that Cat Stevens song from Harold and Maude that I don't like.
Right?
I don't like Cat Stevens. I don't even like Harold and Maude. So, I take you up on your dare.
Right.
Young Burner.
Okay.
Right, who's also young as I am.
You know what that makes me think of?
What is that?
Cats in the cradle and a silver spoon. Little pot blue. And that's all we can afford to sing on today's podcast.
Right.
I don't even know that we can afford that, to be honest with
you. I think creative.
All right, here I go. I'm going down to the airfield. That's what they call it, right?
Sure.
Because this is World War One.
Yeah.
And I'm in the airplane now.
Ooh.
And we're.
This is.
Do we need sound effects for this?
Sure.
Jeffrey. Alright, so while that's happening, I'm in the airplane now and we've achieved a height of over 10 feet.
Wow, air control really let you go quick.
Well, I greased the guy.
Right.
I covered him in grease.
They love when you do that.
And then he's just, well, yeah, I can do whatever, whatever I want, basically.
Grease me up, woman!
And we definitely can't afford that.
Man,
we
can't afford that. Your air control guy just said, anyway.
Alright, here I go. I've jumped from the airplane.
Wait, airplane?
Yeah.
No, I was just saying, any two-dimensional plane would have done. When did I say airplane?
You know, you didn't, but I think the implication was there. Well, now I'm plummeting to my death, Jeffrey. This is exactly what I'm saying. You're so inconsiderate sometimes.
I know.
You let me pick up the check every time we go to dinner.
Right.
You dare me to jump out of a plane.
Right.
Without a parachute.
Right.
You don't even think ahead at all, man. Remember, you left the toilet seat up. That really was the worst.
Right.
Especially when you jumped off of it.
Oh, oops. I accidentally...
You let David take my joke before I had a chance to say it? I mean, he just missed everything!
Alright. Also, I'm accidentally burning down this mattress factory that's right below where you'd be landing.
Oh.
What a whoopsie.
You know, that really would have come in handy, because even though the factory is made out of steel and concrete...
Oh, it's a roofless mattress factory.
Oh, that is...
Slash trampoline factory.
That's why they opened it near the airport.
Slash soft things
for
landing
like,
factory.
Hey, we should open the soft things factory
where should
near
up,
the airport.
Oh, the Wirth family. Always good at factory opening.
I hate you so much.
So much better than the Wuz family, if you ask me.
Alright, well, you know what?
No good.
I don't want to have this argument with you again. Can I just plummet to my death in peace and quiet for once?
Jimmy.
For once!
So, as long as you're falling.
Yeah.
Let's
hear that plug again, David.
Sure. Oh, yeah, Dave, do you have any plugs while Jimmy's plumbing to
tonight,
his
tonight, Sunday, March 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Please, come see many, many funny people do tweets with their mouths.
You really like that.
I love it.
I do.
A.K.A. comedy. Standing up.
Right.
Sort of.
And by tonight, you mean a month previous to when people are listening to this now.
Is this not live?
It is.
Because I feel alive.
It's.
My hands are moving.
It's live to tape. And by tape, I mean we have a reel-to-reel hooked up.
My mitochondria are generating ATP, the energy in my cells. I feel alive! I'm not afraid to say it! To scream it from the rooftops! And then plummet to my death.
Wait, how many rooftops are you on day to day?
There was no rooftop. Remember, there was just a trampoline factory with no rooftop.
Oh, right,
there's
it was a trampoline.
No rooftops on the rooftop limit.
Who is this now in the studio?
David with his many voices.
My sensuality knows no bounds.
Who said anything?
That does sound like something you would say.
Yeah.
Which is great because you just said
plenty of bounds. Yeah. Many bounds. Many bounds.
All right, so I'm dead.
Oh, what a bummer.
So I think we should probably wrap this up.
I'm sorry about,
No, I mean, it's fine. I mean, I'm
sorry
I'm still,
you're dead all now.
No, you know, I'm a little upset, but I think I'll be fine.
Right. I sixth sense things will be all right.
You know, they were going to be all right until you said that.
Right.
And now they're definitely not going
to. It'll be a rough end night.
Oh my god, I was Bruce Willis the whole time.
Whoa. David, I never knew that about you.
I can't, that's a big get for us.
A voice
Bruce,
I can't,
Bruce
a voice
Willis.
I can't
No, Mr. Willis, I don't want you to do any...
I can do the look, but not the voice.
I'm sure the listeners appreciate it, too.
Yeah.
That's a good look.
They really are into that look.
Yeah, they heard the hell out of that.
We're going to want to get it.
We're allowed to get it?
We're going to want to get it.
Right. Finally. I've been wanting to get it for the lot of this time.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Continue. No,
I
got to take a nap. It's nap time.
Okay.
Yeah, it is nap time.
I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah. Hey. Thanks.
Hey, it's okay.
Hey.
And I will definitely see you next time.
That's right.
As
right.
the permanent
week, yes.
moderator.
Permanent moderator.
Person.
And only other occupant. There are three people in this room.
Three.
We want to make that absolutely clear.
Right, Donna? Yeah.
All right,
then.
Right. Okay.
Well.
As always. Amadeus.
Hi, this is your permanent moderator, your name...
Damn!
Hi, this is your permanent moderator, David Wagholder, speaking on behalf of the... If I have the right staff. If I have the right associating partners. And the If I have the right conglomerates and subsidiaries. And we would all sincerely like to thank Adi Fever for writing the I'm Louder, I'm Right theme music. Jerry Silverstein for providing the Los Angeles Recording Studios for The Vibe Louder and Right! Please visit our podcast online at pointandyell.com/podcasts to check out The Vibe Louder and Right! And to check out other podcasts, such as, but not limited to, The Degenerates. Everything's Fine with Dallas and Travis. This Week in Zoltan. Comics Talk Comedy with Jeff and Jesse. And also some other stuff. Also, please like Point and Yell on Facebook, whatever that means, even if it goes against everything you ever believed in, Pope. Also, please, I'm begging you, go to iTunes and subscribe to and comment on If I'd Loud or I'd Right. Plug anything else you'd like to plug here. Damn, I did it again. Son of a bird. Okay, that is not happening again. Thanks for listening. David Wackhoff will be back next week with Jeffrey Berner and Jimmy Calloway to bring you yet another episode of this mediocre rubbish called The Blood Red Raid! Is that a knife?
Oh, it's definitely a knife.
Okay, just press the record.
This has been a Point and Yell production. Yeah, I think the words, but sometimes they don't come out of my mouth. No. This has been a Point and Yell production. 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 This This has been a Point Danielle production. This has been a Point Danielle production.
Dripping in swagger juice.
This has been a Point Danielle production. 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 Danielle production. Yeah, I think the words, but sometimes they don't come out of my mouth no good.